This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, dance can be a great way to not only move your body, but also socialize, express yourself, and, you know, maybe let out some emotions. And it's even greater when it's inclusive. So joining us now to tell us more about Unbound Dance Theatre Company is their artistic director, Sandrine Mona, and one of their VI performers and board members, Helen Davies. It is lovely speaking with you both today.
Hello.
Hello, it's Sandrine here.
Well, Sandrine, I think we'll start with yourself. How did Unbound Dance Theatre come about?
It actually goes back to 4 years ago. I delivered my first ever workshop in a blind and visually impaired community in March 2020. And as soon as I could, I kind of restarted the project. And I was just really curious to see if I could make dance more accessible for the blind and visually impaired community. The feedback that I received from the participants was kind of a newfound freedom, more balance, and kind of an opening and confidence building. So I thought there was something in there, and that's kind of what piqued my interest and how I started developing the project.
And now we're up to, 2024, and you are launching this brand new venture.
Yes, we have done a lot of research, talking with experts in inclusivity and having countless conversations with blind and visually impaired individuals to kind of understand their living experience and how we could make dance more accessible for them. We are now a fully formed company, and we are running regular workshops in Leeds, in Bradford. Later on in the year, we will be in Harrogate. And then a little bit earlier this year, we were in London, doing some outreach in London. We are launching officially the company and presenting our research in a conference. And then we will be going straight into the studio to start creating a full-length work that we will be premiering in Bradford in June. That's a performance that is including blind and visually impaired performers and sighted performers all together.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Is it going to also feature audio description, or will it be also inclusive to the audience as well?
We actually trying to make sure the audio description is more than just an add-on and an afterthought. And we are trying to create a fully embedded kind of audio experience as part of the show. So whether you're sighted or if you are blind visually impaired, you would still get the same show. And if you watch the show or if you just listen to the show, it's still entirely complete in itself.
I absolutely love that. I feel like we're seeing a little bit more of these sort of immersive experiences. Now, Helen, how did you get involved? You are visually impaired yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You might hear occasionally a bark from my wonderful guide dog called Ross.
We love a guide dog here, so it's fine.
He's a labradoodle. He's my third dog, and he is wonderful. And he thoroughly enjoys being part of the Dance with Sandrine. It's wonderful. So in November 2022, myself and my friend, another guide dog owner, went along to a workshop, which I actually thought was could be line dancing, but it wasn't. It was something much greater than that. And when I first met Sandrine, and she spoke so passionately and beautifully about her interest in supporting people with sight loss, visual impairment, partial sight, blindness, to enter into the world of dance, I was just swept off my feet. So I fell hook, line and sinker with Sandrine and her vision.
What benefits does dance bring you personally?
I have a therapeutic background, and one of my other roles is to talk about trauma-informed cultures of organisations. If we can support blind and partially sighted people to come into a space, it needs to be safe. And when I was first invited to dance with Sandrine, she invited me to choose whether or not to close my eyes. A big ask in an unfamiliar room. I have the tiniest tunnel of vision. I have retinitis pigmentosa and about 3 degrees of vision. And when Sandrine asked me to close my eyes and move with the music, she told me that I would be safe and I wouldn't bump into anything. The enormity of that freedom is too big to explain in two or three sentences as to what the dance has given me. So much more confidence and opened my world and really helped me challenge fear. Moving around, guided by Sandrine, guided by the music, guided by my own body confidence and balance that has been enhanced greatly by taking part in Sandrine's work.
That sounds amazing. Do you think that's something a lot of people would get from dance, or from dance made in such a way where it's access, as you said, it's accessible, it's inclusive, it's a safe space?
If all of those elements are in place, yes, and that's the culture of our company, Unbound Dance Theatre, that we want to do our very best around including people into a safe space.
There's a lot of trust that's involved in the process, isn't there?
When Sandrine first asked me to close my eyes, and I did, and she assured me that I couldn't do anything wrong, that is a massive thing for my psychology because I spend my life using the sight I've got. I work in a sighted environment, and the chance to do something with my eyes closed. We've developed a mantra that we have actually stolen from somebody, but it's not about what you can see. It's not about what you can't see. It's about the dance. When I was registered blind on the 21st of November 2001, 2:30, I had no support at that time. There were never eye clinic liaison officers then. And if I'd have had the input at that time and shown that if I closed my eyes and had no sight at all and I could still dance, I think that would have helped me hugely come to terms with being labelled as registered blind.
Well, Sandrine, you have had such high praise there. So I think what I would like to find out is how many people do you have involved in the company at the moment, and can others still join? Obviously, the workshops you're traveling around, how does that work?
At the moment, we currently have five performers in our show, and that's two blind and vision impaired performers and three dance and three sighted performers. However, our workshops, yes, are completely open at the minute. So we have regular workshop in Leeds, we have regular workshop in Bradford and in Harrogate, all the way from now up until, for now we planned up until July, but hopefully we'll just keep planning in September. And our aim is just to become increasingly regular and to have more people engaged and to just get more and more blind and visually impaired people engaged with dancing, because just countless time, whether it's through the workshop or through the performance in our creative process, just seeing the transformation and the confidence building and the joy that dance can bring is just so incredible. I just want to be able to share it to the most people possible.
Well, I guess the one final question I have is, how do we find out more? Where can we go? Do you have a web page?
Yes, we have a website. It's unbounddancetheatre.com. You can find us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. We are at Unbound Dance Theatre. And you can write to us on our email, which is info@unbounddancetheatre.com. Also, feel free to like send voice message or text or whatever is the most accessible.
Well, Sandrine and Helen from Unbound Dance Theatre, it has been lovely speaking with you today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.